time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro. What's going on, everybody, in the Valley? How is it going? We are in the throes of the spring season for high school sports in the Valley, and people are delivering. They're delivering. We are going to close this segment, though, because we have a wonderful, wonderful interview coming up. We're going to feature a former Methuen standout coaching Fitchburg State. We've had her on before for softball, and she's paired up with her assistant. We're going to get those two on the horn soon enough. The assistant's from Danvers. I love it because we do have a North Shore show as well. So kind of Methuen, Danvers, North Shore, and Merrimack Valley. You got to love it. So, yeah, let's get out of the way and get that. And then after that one, we're going to do a little what's going on in the Valley for high school sports and beyond. For the spring. So stay with us. Our interview coming up after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
All right, we're back at it on the sports desk here. We have the double dip here. We got a North Shore-based interviewee and a Merrimack Valley-based interviewee. The Merrimack Valley, you guys know all about her. Krista Ciccolini of Methuen. And then we got North Shore's Alex Marie of Danvers. And why are they on? Coaches of Fitchburg State University softball. Carissa, the head coach, her assistant, Alex. What's going on? Both just shout out. How you doing?
Good. Yeah, I'm doing good.
Nice. All right. Well, let's start with Carissa. Coach, where are we in the season? I know it was a slow start, but I'm looking at the results. You guys are crushing it lately.
Yeah. Florida started off a little rough. We played a bunch of NAIA teams that were playing softball for like 2 months before we even got to them. Yeah. And I like worked out some kinks while we were down there. And then when we came home and then went on a little bit of a roll and then took a little bit of a dip, but you know, we're figuring it out. You know, 5-5 in MASCAC right now. So
yeah.
Not losing too big, but you know, definitely some stuff to work out.
Still do the MASCAC weekend doubleheaders Saturdays?
Yeah, just Saturdays. So we just came back from MCLA on Saturday and it was the longest drive of my life. So
well, I remember that drive because I played for Salem State in the late 90s baseball, and we, you know, is the meal money at least better now? Because I think we got like $3 when we went to Endicott, maybe 11 when we went to North Adams.
So on days like that, the kids got $20 because they can't go to the dining hall at all. So inflation, they got 20.
Inflation works. Okay, good. Yeah. At least they doubled since 1999. Alex Marie, you know, bring us up to speed. Former Danvers standout, Dean College. Man, you crushed it at Dean. I looking at your stats, like 300s, mid 300s for a career. You were insane. So what brings you to Fitchburg besides your good friend Carissa here? What was the interest in joining the team?
Honestly, like, as you know, I just graduated, so I didn't have softball to play anymore. And Carissa, when she got the head coaching job, she offered to like put me on as an assistant coach, and the idea of like continuing like my softball career, but in a different way. I wanted to see how it would go. And honestly, I love coaching and being with this team. We have a really good group of girls, not only like on the field, but off the field. And like learning how to coach, like from a different side of softball, from being a player to a coach, it's been a weird transition, but like I really enjoyed it and learning more about the sport than like I've known before.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a fascinating dynamic. You both being, you know, so young and, you know, coaching these, you know, young women that are, you know, they've been around, you know, a while. So Alex, how do you balance that, like trying to be a coach and a mentor, but you're like the same age as them?
Yeah, it's weird. At first it was definitely weird because I have played some of the girls that I'm currently coaching. So that was a weird idea. Like, I just had to like create like strict, like not like rules, but like boundaries that like, hey, like, yeah, I am your age. I am like younger than some of you, but like I am still your coach. And that's how our dynamic needs to be. Like, obviously we don't joke around. We still have fun because I'm not like a robot, but
yeah,
like they know that I'm their coach and we have that sort of respect.
Yeah. Yeah, and Carissa, for you too, this is, you know, new experience. The connection with you two is the Dean College, right? Now, Carissa, did you coach at Dean when Alex was a player?
Yeah, I was their coach for 1 year.
Yeah, yeah. So you got a little more experience than, you know, Alex does in coaching. But, you know, what's your approach? Because you're a young woman yourself, you know, like coaching, you know, girls not too far from you in age, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, what's the approach? Because, you know, men, women, doesn't matter. You got to be sensitive, delicate sometimes. You can't just go and start yelling at them and throwing books like a cliche coach. You want to, but at the same time, you want to be stern and gain their respect.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is like, so I'm their third coach in 3 years. So it's like they've had like we talked about kind of in the fall, they've had like the two, and I've gotten to know them more and really learn like what was here, like what left, like, you know, it's really just kind of learning like what they had and what they need. And so trying to like fill that in. Cause like, I've always been like the type of coach that it's just like, you know, I love you. I care about you. I respect you, but like, I'm going to hold the line of like, you are my player. Like I'm your coach. Like I'm going to hold you to a certain standard. And a lot of them had to adjust to like being held at a certain standard because I don't think they had one. Like a couple, you know, like no disrespect to the last coach that was here, but he came for only like 6 months. So he was already at like a disadvantage, like missing like the fall and all that. But like he, from what I was told, he would just like come and coach where I'm like more like involved with like, you know, like if we have like team issues or things going on with the team or, you know, kind of like supporting them in like their personal lives. Like one of our girls, she just got a promotion in the Air Force today to be a sergeant. She's a sergeant in the Air Force now. So, you know, yeah. So she's killing it. She just got her 100 career hits the other day too. So she's having a solid weekend. Julia Gavin. So, but you know, it is finding that like fine line because, you know, and then like my philosophy is playing locked in and loose at the same time. Cause like when they have fun and they're loose, they do way better than when they're like uptight and just, you know, just playing in their heads. So, you know, it definitely is. Cause I am younger. I think I am one of the youngest coaches in the MASCAC. But like with them, you know, I have like 10 years on them. So, you know, there's still like a big gap. Like I always joke the music that they play at practice. I'm like, guys, this came in when I was 14 years old. So like, but you know, it's just like having that line and just like creating those like expectations and like providing that like support for them to like, yeah, you're my player, but like, I do care about like what you're going through, you know, as a human, because they're going through a lot. They're, you know, 18, 19, 20 year old young women that like there's a lot's getting thrown at them. So
yeah.
Softball's just a smaller piece of that. So.
Right. Right. Exactly. Carissa Ciccolini's here. Methuen East Nazarene Fitchburg. Alex Marie's here. Danvers Dean Fitchburg. So the path has been set for you. Alex, is there a, you know, is there a something that your baby on the field, whether it be a position like, oh, that's third base, that's my jam. Like what's near and dear to your heart out there? And do you pull that player aside a little and have a little extra special attention?
Well, so since we do have like so many assistant coaches, we have our own little section. So like outfield is like the in itself is near and dear to my heart, especially center, because that was always like when I got to college, like I was like, I know I want to be the center fielder. Like I want to like run the field. I always had like, I bounced around a lot. I did like short, second. And then once I finally fell into center, I like knew this was my spot. And right now our center fielder, Adria McKenzie, like I'm trying to like, you know, like mentor her and like trying to turn her into like the best center fielder in the MASCAC. Like that's my goal. Like I want her to be like not only like the best like fielder, but the best hitter, like an all around like solid player. But like I love all my outfielders. We've got Allie Gorick and Dana Zazowski. Like yeah. We
outfielders are, there's a short supply of outfielders this year.
Yeah, we don't talk about that, but it's, we love it. No, yeah. But like genuinely the outfields, and like they're like my little part of the team that yeah. Like I take extra care of.
Yeah, you're out there and you're, you know, no man's land, all way in the neck of the woods, and you're hitting you know, pop flies to them and chasing them down, cut off person, that's a big part of it. You know, I even in literally, I just stress, guys, all I care is that you throw the ball in the vicinity of the cutoff person, because even if you go a little bit over their head, it's going to roll to the second baseman, right? At least. So don't throw a wild cutoff throw or we're not friends.
Trust me, cutoffs are a huge thing in preseason.
One thing that Alex does really well with the outfielders is like positioning them, because we're constantly like we scout our competition, and then throughout games we're like charting and stuff. So she'll literally like take the paper or take a picture of it, and she's literally like moving them around like a little checkerboard, like, you know, trying to get them in like the best spot with our opponent. So she does a lot of what she did well as a player, like as a coach. And that's really cool to see, because I've been on both sides with her as a coach, and you know, she's like my coworker, I guess. Yeah. So
yeah
no, like I know since I had just like my softball season career just ended, so like I know like firsthand, like and very recently, what I wish a coach would have done for me and what I knew would help me in the field. So like I take it upon myself to like, hey, I focus on the outfield, why don't I do this in game so we have a better chance of like positioning against our opponent. Like I know if my coach said, oh, hey girl, hit to left center last time, like maybe on like, and it was a blooper, may want to bring it in. I knew that'd be good information if I knew that as a player on the field, because I'm not gonna remember everything, you know?
Yeah. Positioning is so vital. You know, it's so vital. Because the best outfielder in the world, but if they don't start in the right place, they're at a disadvantage even before the ball is hit. Five in a row at one point this season, I got you for five. Yeah, five in a row. In April, it started so hot. It brought you up there to, 11 wins in the season, 11 and 17. You know, Carissa, in that 5-game winning streak, what was going so well?
Their energy. It was their energy and timely hitting. And then, so I think a couple of those games, correct me if I'm wrong, were extra inning games too. Actually, I think 3 out of the 5 were.
Oh, wow.
So Clark. Oh, we lost to Clark, though. So, yeah, so 3 out of the 6 were extra innings. But just their energy and just staying in the game and just really, like, committing to, like, the goal and, like, the timely hitting, too. And our defense was just on, and, like, our pitchers really haven't been giving up too much, even in some of our losses. So, you know, they're working their tails off too. So we don't have too many strikeout pitchers. We have like one that she'll get probably like 6 or 7 a game, but the rest are contact pitchers. So, you know, they're pitching outs, and just everything was just kind of firing on all cylinders and just like making in-game adjustments and just staying consistent. I think that's what really kind of like catapulted us to have those 5 wins in a row.
Yeah, that's huge. Alex, did you go on the trip to Florida this year?
Oh, yeah, I did. That was after being a player and going to like Myrtle Beach for 3 years. Florida was a whole different beast, and it was so much fun. And the way that Carissa, like, I ain't gonna take no credit, Carissa, like, planned that whole trip all single-handedly, and she did like the best job ever. Like, we stayed like, it's such a cool house.
Oh, you guys stayed at like one house, not a hotel?
35 person house, all of us under one roof.
What were you, like Airbnb or something?
So through the tournament that we play in, they partner with, it's called Spring Break Sports, and they like find all like the houses and stuff. So we got like, you know, you go down like those developments, there's just like these huge houses, and like there's like literally 35 people could have fit in this house. And so it was me, Alex, our other assistant. Our trainer came with us. We were all on the first floor. The girls were all like upstairs, and like the, you know, we walk upstairs and like Krusty the Clown from like The Simpsons was like right on the wall, and they had like a Simpsons themed room, and they do like themed rooms in Florida. So we were 20 minutes from Disney, like 25 wow. minutes from Disney. Yeah. So like on our off day, Alex and I, we went to Universal, like, you know, the girls like did their thing. So, you know, it was good for them. And cause, you know, I've gone to Myrtle, I went to Myrtle with Alex and Dean last year, and she's historically gone to Myrtle with Dean, and the girls have gone to Myrtle too. And just the weather's just so inconsistent. Like, you never know. Like, I think there was a lot of games canceled this year because of rain, but like where we played in Florida, we played at the Space Coast Stadium. So it was all turf. So like quicker turnaround for games. They don't have to do the fields. You know, if it rains, you just wait a minute and you can still play. So yeah. They had lights. So it was just all around, you know, it was a good experience for sure.
We went to St. Pete for Salem State, and I wouldn't like the house thing because you can't hide from the coach when you're going past curfew.
Oh, yeah. So the house was big enough where like you could be like away. I mean, my room was like
yes, Chris's room. Like right next to the doors. So yeah, like,
I had one of them. But they, you know, they were all good. One of the biggest things is we had so much family go down there. So I wanted to make sure like they were able to spend time with their family. So on one of the off days, I was like, you guys, family day, like, you know, go do whatever. Here's your curfew. Like if a couple nights you guys want to go out to dinner with them. Like we still wanted to like be with the team too. But
yeah,
you know. Families are taking time, you know, out of their lives and jobs to come watch their kids play. So you might as well be able to spend some time with them too. So, and that worked out pretty well.
Alex, was Coach Ciccolini's curfew reasonable versus like the Dean College coach's curfew on these trips?
Yeah, they were like one in the same. We had,
some late games though. So we'd get back and everyone wanted to go to bed anyway.
Oh yeah, that's long days. But like cut off, like her curfew was like 11, so like it wasn't even anything that crazy. Like they were fine. There was a pool at the place. They had plenty of things to do.
Mm-hmm.
There was our curfew, I think, was 11 too. And then one night we had a parent come down and he was knocking on every door to try to find his son at like 11 or maybe even past like midnight. And he knocked on the coach's door and he's like, "Coach, where are the kids? They're in that room sleeping. We got a game at 9 a.m. Get out of here." Mm-hmm. No one's answering their doors. Like, oh no. Half the team was at Ybor City, half the team was at St. Pete Beach. And he made us pay for it. He made us play the game after coming in at like 5 a.m. But it's another story.
Well, it was like, so they had like a movie room upstairs and like all their rooms were upstairs. So Alex and I will be downstairs like watching TV or like whatever. And we just hear them just like, you could just hear them. And all of a sudden it's silent. And then I'm like, oh, they're dead. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so. Okay. There was that's close quarters. That's close quarters. But ultimately, you know, the team had a slow start. But, you know, since the Florida trip, you guys are playing, you know, probably roughly 500 balls. So you're like right in the mix. In the MASCAC, you're 5-5. Alex, as an assistant, you know, what kinds of things would you like to see tightened up, you know, as you head down the home stretch here?
Yeah, they look like Chris was saying, like timely hitting. It's like at people will get like sporadic hits. Like some girl will get a double, like 2 batters, 3 batters later. Like another girl will get like a hit, and then we just need more strung together to create runs. Like we had a game, I can't remember who, but we out hit the team. Yeah, we still ended up coming up short.
Mm-hmm.
It, like we don't have situational hitting sometimes, or like the timely hits. And if that comes together, I have no doubt with this team, because our defense is really strong. We have like very minimal errors like on the season. So like I feel like it's just our bats. Like we just gotta turn them on.
Yeah. And Coach Ciccolini, does every team, you know, make the MASCAC tournament?
It's the top 6, I believe.
Okay, out of how many? 8 or?
There's 8, yeah. There will be 9 in the upcoming years. Anna Maria's joining us in a year or two. So now, I don't understand that, but it is what it is. So right now, honestly, the MASCAC's kind of all over the place. So it's like you got us, Salem, and Bridgewater that are all 500 right now. And then you got Worcester, Framingham, and Westfield that are at the top. But like everybody's beatable. You just never know like what team's going to show up. On one. So,
yeah.
2 teams at the bottom that it does look like their playoff hopes are a little dashed unless something crazy happens. But, you know, and it's the biggest thing is we have 2 super seniors. That's the running joke that they're older than Alex. So they're 23 years old.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. And then we have 7 seniors with them total. So it's just like they want it so bad because like every year they're just like 1 and done. Like we lost to Westfield 2-1 last year in the play-in game. So,
yeah,
you know, but we do have Westfield and Framingham left. So, you know, those are 2 good teams that we're going to have to compete against, but we can compete against anybody, you know, yeah. So a lot of faith in them.
Yeah. On the road to all of those, right? All of those MASCAC remaining on the road.
We were really heavy at home at the beginning of the season. Plus, you know, with cancellations and reschedules. I think we tried to reschedule Dean 3 times and we didn't end up playing them. I know Alex and I were really bummed about that one.
It's too bad.
I know it is too bad. And then, you know, we're supposed to play Western New England yesterday and there are certain circumstances that we're just not going to be able to, you know, we talked to them today. There's just circumstances we're not going to be able to play them. So we lost. That's 4 games that we didn't get on our schedule. So we have Plymouth State and then Keene State and then, Western New England and Framingham. So,
yeah. Alex, let's talk about a player from your former rival in the Northeastern Conference, Gloucester. So, Ella Marshall. I'm actually from Gloucester. I know the family. What's Ella doing for the team this year?
Oh, Ella is awesome. She is such like a lockdown third baseman. Like, honestly, like, I have like full trust. Like I know if the ball goes towards her, it's just not going to buy her. And we were like talking and I was like, we were both like remembering how we like actually played each other in one of our like semifinal games in high school. I was like, oh my God, that was you. Like, cause she was a freshman when I was a senior.
Yeah.
And so weird to like think about, like, I was like, dang, like I played you. And it's just like, oh, and now I coach. But, like, she's easily one of the best third basemen I've ever seen. Like, she'll just make some spectacular plays that, like, you didn't think was human. Or, like, she just makes it look so easy. You're like, okay, like, that was kind of hard. Like, don't go too crazy over there. Like, she's just so good.
Sweet. And then the other local connection from Carissa's side of things is Merrimack Valley's Greater Lowell Tech player, Adria McKenzie.
Yep.
How's she doing this year?
Good. She's our anchor in the outfield. She's our center fielder. So, you know, we're basically kind of building the outfield around her over the next couple years. So she's just so good out there. She takes command out there. You know, she reminds me a lot of Alex because I don't know exactly what Alex's stats were, but she had like 70 something chances and had most of them as put out. So literally the ball would get hit and I'd scream, Alex, now I'm yelling Adria. So, and she gets there. So, yeah. You know, she's doing really well. She's actually a transfer from AIC. I think it was last year she transferred to Fitchburg. So, but she's doing really well out there. So,
yeah.
fun to coach.
I do know Alex Marie's stats at Dean.
There
were 131 putouts for a career, 25 assists. Now, the putouts are one thing. You played center mostly, Alex, or?
Yeah, for my junior, senior year, I played center. My freshman year, I had like more of a mix. Yeah. But you know, COVID, so my freshman, sophomore year only counted like 18 games.
Yeah.
So like, it wasn't anything, nothing much going on those years.
Yeah, but the assist thing, now the infield assist is good. It's like what you're supposed to do. But if you get an outfield assist, that's legit. Like that's, and you had 25. How many of those were outfield assists, you think, roughly?
At least half. I made a few double plays from the outfield just like last year. I think we had like four or five, I remember.
Oh, but like pushing the ball and knocking someone off at like second or something?
Or third. I think in my last game at Emmanuel, I made like a diving play and then I got up and shot the girl at third.
Oh, that's awesome. Did you guys see that there was a SportsCenter top 10, one of the big time colleges, a girl dove in left field and threw from her knees to first base from left field.
I mean, no.
One hop, boom. Oh, it was awesome. Double
that play. Girl act.
7-3 double play. You love that, right?
Alex was definitely one of our better gloves and arms in the outfield last year.
Yeah. Is it hard not to want to like put on cleats and play, Alex?
Dude, you got no play.
I hit her like 50 fly balls after practice the other day. She's like, I was like, oh, okay.
Like literally the girls are gone and Alex is out there.
Oh yeah. They were gone, long gone. Sometimes I throw her out there, like, you know, one of our outfielders, she's doing an internship right now, so she'll get to practice. I'm like, Alex, get your glove. I need a right fielder. I need a left fielder. Throw her out there for her body.
But she goes, Carissa, you were more pitcher than in college than you were hitting, right? Or did you do both?
So when I got to ENC, I originally was going to be a pitcher. So like when I was at Methuen High, I didn't really do anything else besides pitch and like in DH. So we needed a left fielder. And like I played left field for club and I was like, I'll play. So that's how I ended up playing there. Like my starting role was like left field when I wasn't pitching. And then once I was a junior and senior, I stepped away from that and I was just like, I was just a pitcher.
Yeah. Nice. Mm-hmm. Final question for each of you. This has been fun, guys. A lot of fun. Final question is kind of, hey, like, what do you do when you're not coaching Fitchburg State? Like, how do you spend your day, Alex? And I'm sure do you also have a commute from Danvers to Fitchburg every day?
Actually, I live in Boston right now.
Okay.
I live in Fenway. So my commute is not fun either.
Oh, no. Oof.
Like an hour and a half if I'm lucky. But it's so worth it. I love going to softball. Like I will drive 2 hours, I'll drive 2.5. I don't know like what I'd be doing, and I'm so used to having softball. So like I don't know what I'd be doing right now if I didn't have softball, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Nice.
But other than that, I work around the city and spend my 8 hours in the morning and then I jump on the train and I run to softball.
Oh, you can train it from Boston to Fitchburg?
Yeah, but it's unbearable.
Oh. What, just dealing with the crowds and whatever, you know, tea?
Yeah, and it's just long. It's like an hour, it's like 2 hours just like sitting there. It's like, oh. So I usually take the train and I get to my car and I'm like, at least I can have my own space.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes it work.
For you, Carissa, where are you living these days and what's keeping you busy when you're not focused on the team?
So I live in Worcester. So I live like 35 minutes away. Honestly, it's very rare when I'm not focused on the team. Doing something with softball. You know, we have our recruiting class coming in. So like I'm doing some stuff with them and then, you know, prepping to recruit over the summer. But when I'm not at a softball field, my son plays competitive hockey. So I'm at a rink or his practice or something. So doing that. And then I got four dogs. So
that's wow.
Keep me busy.
Names and breeds.
All right. Got two golden retrievers, Duke and Maze. And then I got a black lab. His name's Goose. And then I have a black lab, Chow Chow mix. His name's Scout. Alex, fun fact, Alex is also my dog sitter.
So. Yeah.
Oh, okay. My
buddy, out of however many I have at this point. Duke, I'm not even going to lie, I'm picking favorites. Duke's my favorite. Love him.
They're all asleep right now. Like dead asleep now. There's nothing going on. Are outside.
Mix of girls and boys or?
Yeah. So there's three boys and then Maze is my only girl.
Yeah.
So, yep.
So cute. I don't even see them and they're so cute. I know it.
Such good dogs. So yeah, they'll like, they'll come to our games sometimes and then just everyone's like, oh my God, they're so cute.
Yeah. Marissa Ciccolini, Alex Mead, the Methuen Danvers, Fitchburg State combo. Not a lot of those out there. So you guys arrived at a place you love, no matter what city it's in, and that's softball. You guys have been crushing it, and we can't thank you enough for coming on. We'll call it the Sports Desk since this is running on both shows. So a lot of love for North Shore and Merrimack Valley in this conference call. So thanks for joining us. We super appreciate it. Best of luck with the Falcons. Big MASCAC battles coming up. Get that six spot or higher. And hey, go on a run. You find yourself at the NCAA tournament.
No.
You never know.
That's the goal.
Awesome. Good luck, guys. Thanks for joining us. I know it's been probably a long day for you, so we appreciate it very much. Have a good one.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
That wonderful interview is in the books. We're back at it, the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Merrimack Valley Spring Sports Report. Let's see what's going on in the world. Timberlane Athletics, great day for the Owls today. Volleyball, softball, boys lacrosse, baseball, all get the W's. These teams were dialed in. I love Timberlane because it's in Plastow, New Hampshire, where our friends from Moynihan Lumber are. Moynihan Lumber, our great sponsor. We love them. Love them so much. All right, let's go around the valley, see what else is going on. Football matchup, Tewksbury beats Methuen 17-5. Sophia Capiello had a walk that played at a run. Adams singles, a run in. Della Piana for Tewksbury, double plates two. Ava Fernandez into run, three hits for Delhi. That's a lot of good stuff out of Tewksbury Athletics softball there for sure. Great win. Let's see. NAHS baseball, North Andover baseball. Andover beats North Andover in that rivalry. Three zip. Farrow, two hits. Phelps with a single and two walks. And Iglesias with a single for North Andover. Peffine, Mullen, and Farrell all pitched well in defeat. Lowell Athletics scoreboard. Boys and girls tennis both dropped tough, well-played matches. Girls a heartbreaker. 3-2 on the road to Haverhill. Boys at home to Chelmsford. Softball wasn't a tight game with Drake at 6-3 at the moment. Baseball lost a tough NBC road game to Central Catholic. So lots of Valley news going on this fine Monday as we record here. Looking on, softball, Tewksbury, they got that win at home, by the way. From Tom Mullerhern, who's a Boston Herald sports guy, he tweeted his updated boys volleyball top 25 rankings, and he has Lowell and Methuen in there. Lowell 5-1, 10 spot, and Methuen 8-0 with the 11 spot. So good job, two Valley teams in the top 25 there. So awesome. So Andover baseball, like we said, I had that 3-0 win over North Andover. Here's the Andover highlights. You've got Chris Jallet with the complete game shutout. Record is 4-1 and 3-1 in the MVC. Next up at Lowell on Wednesday, that was yesterday. Okay, moving along, we'll try to find one more. Applebaum, Evan Applebaum, too. He's a Tribune guy, Eagle Tribune. Growing up in Andover, Central Catholics, Jack Savio knew it was time, his time to shine. Trailing by one run with two outs in the seventh, driving in two runs, Savio was the hero in Central's 4-3 win over Andover. That's another huge rivalry and a great win for Central, and particularly for Savio as well against his hometown. All right, let's call it a show. Thanks, everyone, for sponsoring. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. Thanks to our guests. And we're happy to say that we're here every Thursday at msonewsports.com. Tune in next week. Have a good one, everybody.